One road closes, a different opens. One sip of sickness potion is big commotion. We sick. Sinking in the city's imploding. Won't sit motionless while its windows closing. Won't let them throw this home in the ocean. 666 reasons we're thinning and closing. Cynical, 6 degrees of links broken. Sick soul, so I'm sitting with my inner 6-year-old.
It's 13 minutes now in front of 11 o'clock. My name is Matt. This is the Monday Night Jazz Odyssey, and I'm so pleased to have with me on the mic. Yeah, look at that, live radio, everyone. Sweto Kinch in the house. How you doing?
Hey, good to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Sure, glad to have you here. Is it your first time in Denver?
First time in Denver, and just immediately off a plane into a radio studio, so I feel like quite the rock star.
That is, yeah, I was going to say, not the jazz star, more of the rock star.
Yeah, yeah.
Your limo's waiting outside.
Of course.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Uber.
Yes, exactly. So you're in town playing a couple shows.
That's correct.
Yeah, Dazzle.
I'm really excited to be there with my trio, which is Nick Jerd on bass and Nazir Ebo, a very young, gifted drummer out of Philly.
So, wow, great.
Hip-hop and jazz and everything in between is going to be a really exciting gig.
Wow, that's great. You've been on the scene for going on about a while now.
Yeah.
You've played with quite a few different folks. You've got some your latest record is an anagram? Is that the
that's
latest?
The,
yeah,
that's
the latest. Yeah. And you're one of those rare artists that is an MC and a proper instrumentalist as well. I don't want to say there's a few out there, but not a lot. Alto is your main instrument. Saxophone, yeah. Yeah.
That's my main axe. A little keyboards, production, but MCing and saxophoning, I'd say, are my principal instruments.
I see. Has it always been that? Has it always been that for you?
I think most of these things follow passion, don't they? They follow love, and I think I got the jazz bug at probably precisely the same time I got the hip-hop bug, so around 13, 14.
I get you.
Started freestyling a lot, and of course a lot of the hip-hop I was listening to then, given my age away, was sampling jazz. So I tried
Sure.
Quest, Far Side,
right.
Mid-90s hip-hop, you know, just understanding sonically that these two art forms could be connected.
I get you. And who were some of your big influences as an MC? Who were people you were listening to that really made an impact on you?
So many. Busta Rhymes, Black Thought, who's still...
Oh, yeah, The Roots.
Hard.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Man.
Yeah, such a great band.
And his latest stuff, Streams of Thought, which is really good as well. So I still create with some of the people I looked up to in the early and mid-90s. Of course, Tribe Called Quest. And plenty of UK influences. So people like Ty... actually, just technically, people like Cromunchy Sly, who are credited with inventing sort of double time rhyme style. So.
I get you. Yeah. And you've worked with the Quavy. I saw you. You'd worked with Cold Cut. I remember.
Yeah, that was
way
a
ways
track
back. Yeah,
Cold Cut.
Yeah.
Aid Dealer.
Yeah.
So end up in lots of contexts.
Nice. And as a saxophonist, who are your where do you look for influences?
Again,
there?
The well is deep, man.
Yeah,
it runs deep. It's a broad question, but I'd say obviously the big alto players, Parker and Stitt and Ornette, Eric Dolphy.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear an amalgam of these three and hard bop influences. Not to mention the UK people who've been really instrumental in me being inspired to play, but also discovering that there's this rich vein of for want of a better term, British jazz.
Right.
Joe Harriott, Courtney Pine, Steve Williamson most recently. But, you know, through my interests both as a player and as a radio presenter, sometimes I'm on the other side of the table, man.
Oh, I get you.
I also have been researching and interested in the presence of black British jazz musicians way back in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, so, interesting.
People like Bertie King and Leslie Hutchinson and so. Interesting stories.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. Yeah, there's always so much there, you know what I mean, to go back to.
Yeah, and I think it's just interesting now that there's this proliferation of information, too, that we're discovering there were all these all-female bands around in the 1920s, right? And, you know, just misogyny just tried to sort of airbrush them out of history. And the same's probably true with all sorts of ensembles, permutations of jazz around the world, that I think the more it spreads around the world is the more these voices are... better represented in the music.
Sure, absolutely. Well, speaking of music, let's take a listen to something from your latest.
Yeah.
It's Nonogram is the record. We're going to take a listen to a tune here. It's called Nostalgia. It's Sweto Kinch here live in the studio. It's the Monday Night Jazz Odyssey on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
If you sick and tired of this split and divide, time limited prizes, dimmer horizons, divide us, rack filers, minus, manipulate minds, minimum, why? My miserly miniature misery might bind us, confined either side, trying to find nines, behind lines designed to frighten, wise up, survivors, whose lifeline do you trust? These lies hide when the light finds us, I know you.
What can people expect to see? What's your live show like?
Well, it's a trio in this incarnation of it. It's going to be, you know, melding of the jazz and hip-hop influences that you just heard on the last track, as well as some more pure hip-hop or pure straight-ahead stuff. But expect the unexpected. It's kind of hard for me to give you all the description, because we like to extemporize a lot. We love to improvise, certainly freestyle as well, based on words and ideas that the audience give us, so that every single show is special and bespoke, giving you even more reason to be there.
That's a fantastic way to look at it. I think every live jazz performance is its own thing. That's really
kind of what we love about jazz, right? The moment's never going to be repeated.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys have been touring for how long? How long have you been on the road here in the States?
In the States, it's been a whistle stop sort of thing. We just started off in Portland last week, and San Francisco on Saturday. So we've done the 14th, the 16th, and the 19th tomorrow.
Yeah. And then you've got a couple more days.
Just in Boston. And I've got a lot of disgruntled people all over the place saying, why aren't you coming to Philly? Why aren't you in LA? Why aren't you doing New York? So
we're glad you're in Denver. We're often those disgruntled people saying, why didn't you stop in Denver?
Well, it's funny. Birmingham, where I live, is often overlooked as the second city in the UK. You'd expect it to have all the best touring artistic activity.
Sure.
But not necessarily.
Yeah, it's we're geographically located. The mountains, they kind of run up and down, you know, the country here. So sometimes people just won't make it past the mountains.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not going over the mountains.
They'll hit Salt Lake City or something right on the other side, but we don't get them. But let's start off second hour of the Jazz Odyssey tonight with something else off the anagram. This is a tune we were just chatting about. It's called The Engine Drivers. Thanks so much for coming down,
Sweato. Thank you.